This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Sering Tobge, who is on a visit to India, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his official residence on Thursday. The two leaders engaged in productive discussions concerning the unique and special partnership between New Delhi and Thimphu. In a tweet on X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his happiness to meet his friend and Bhutan's Prime Minister. Tobge is on a five-day official visit to India. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office. The Bhutan Prime Minister was received at the airport by Union Minister of State for Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Ashwini Chaubey, on Thursday. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that his visit is a testament to the ties of friendship between the two countries. The Bhutan Prime Minister is accompanied by the Foreign Affairs and External Trade Minister, Energy and Natural Resources Minister, Industry, Commerce and Employment Minister, and senior officials from the Royal Government of Bhutan. India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation based on trust, goodwill and mutual understanding at all levels. The visit of the Prime Minister of Bhutan will provide an opportunity for the two sides to review the progress in their unique partnership and to discuss ways and means to expand the enduring ties of friendship and cooperation between both nations, the MEA earlier stated. During their meeting, the Bhutanese Prime Minister, Sering Tobge, extended an official state invitation on behalf of King Wangchuk to visit Bhutan, which was accepted by Prime Minister Modi. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for the Lok Sabha polls tomorrow, March 16th. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for assembly polls in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on 16th June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in seven phases during April and May. It is expected that this time also, polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. In the last Lok Sabha elections, the BJP had registered a resounding victory, bagging 303 seats out of 543 parliamentary constituencies in the country. This time, the BJP is eyeing on 370 Lok Sabha seats. So far, the ruling party has announced 267 candidates, while the main opposition Congress has declared the name of 82 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Left TMC and Aam Aadmi Party and some other parties have also announced the name of their candidates for several Lok Sabha seats. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today highlighted the current interest in the foreign direct investment inflow is at its peak and is projected to grow further. Speaking at a conclave of a private news channel, Ms. Sitharaman underscored the need for greater coordination between centre, state and local bodies on reforms across sectors that cascade down to the last mile. She further added that empowering people by giving them basic facilities will automatically enable recognition of rights. She said that the government is achieving massive strides in skill training in new age technologies, including artificial intelligence and drone technology. The finance minister further added, the government is using various schemes to increase household savings and consumer expenditure. Replying to a question to the electoral bond scheme, Ms. Sitharaman said that huge assumptions have been made after the data release. Acknowledging the imperfection of the EB scheme, she emphasized that it was one bit better than the previous system of polling, funding and ensuring white money was transferred. Respecting the wisdom of the Supreme Court, Ms. Sitharaman said that efforts should be to learn from this and ensure transparency in the upcoming law if and when it comes. The central government is set to launch a pilot program in Chandigarh that will offer cashless treatment to the victims of road accidents. Based on its outcome, the cashless treatment facility may be extended nationwide. The initiative aims to stem road accident fatalities by ensuring timely care for the victims, particularly within the critical first hour after the trauma, also referred to as the golden hour. The Ayushman Bharat, PMJ and the National Health Authority will be the implementing agency for the pilot program. The facility extends to road accidents caused by the use of motor vehicles across all road categories. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.